Welcome to Brainstorm by Us Against Alzheimer's with our host, Merrill Comer. Merrill is a founding board member of Us Against Alzheimer's, a patient-centered nonprofit organization that has taken on the toughest problems in the fight against Alzheimer's disease. She is the author of the New York Times bestseller, Slow Dancing with a Stranger, which chronicles her journey as a caregiver for both her husband and her mother, who are living with Alzheimer's. Let's take a listen.
This is Brainstorm, and I'm Merrill Comer. Today's special edition features remarks by George Vredenburg, co-founder and chairman of Us Against Alzheimer's, that led off our 2021 National Alzheimer's Summit. The origins of Us Against Alzheimer's, four families personally impacted by the disease, who felt the science wasn't moving fast enough and there was not enough federal funding to make a difference. We were out to make that difference, determined to be nimble, disruptive, collaborative, and put ourselves out of business when we stopped Alzheimer's from ravaging families just like ours. Equity and diversity were also part of our DNA from the start, with networks designed to respect cultural sensitivity. The origins of Us Against Alzheimer's is also a lifelong love story between co-founders George and Trish Vredenburg. It was their philanthropy that jump-started our effort. But I'll have to save that story for another time. Now here is our co-founder and chair, George Vredenburg, to share firsthand what progress has been made, along with a solid assessment of where we are in this fight.
Welcome to the 2021 National Alzheimer's Summit. This is the most exciting year since Us Against Alzheimer's was created in 2010. I've always wanted to open our summit with these words: hope is finally here. The FDA's approval of the first ever disease-modifying treatment marks a seminal moment in the battle to end this disease. By delaying disease progression for people in the early stages of Alzheimer's, many may be able to live independently and perform daily activities longer. And the approval has already sprung more innovation by other companies in this promising first class of drugs, promising improvements over Aduhelm. But as we know, this class of drug will be followed by subsequent classes of drugs that will be even more powerful than these amyloid-lowering drugs. All of this will mean more treatment options and choices for patients. But the innovation is occurring not just in drugs, but also in new blood-based tests and exciting digital assessment tools essential to diagnosing this disease earlier in its course, potentially decades before symptoms. Doing that will enable future disease-slowing medicines or even vaccines to be administered before symptoms occur and potentially to prevent symptoms of Alzheimer's entirely. That's the vision: preventing Alzheimer's through new innovative medicines. But that's not yet the reality. We know where we want to go, but we must also recognize just how far we have yet to go. And the theme of this conference: are we ready to stop Alzheimer's? No. Hell no. We are not ready. In fact, the controversies and challenges seen over just the last few months show that all of us have a great deal more work to get there. When we formed Us Against Alzheimer's 11 years ago, we created an action-oriented organization that runs to the hardest issues in this fight. It uses the power of the voice of patients to bring together sectors and people, all of us, to work collaboratively towards the goal that all sectors, all companies, all governments, and all researchers share stopping Alzheimer's, but which no single company, no single government, no single researcher can do on their own. How do we do our work? Knowing what's going on in the field, understanding and getting input from a wide variety of sources, we identify through thought leadership a strategic barrier. We then convene stakeholders across governments, research institutions, and companies to lay out agreed solutions that no one stakeholder could execute on their own. This incubation process catalyzes innovative approaches to deep-set problems and new ways of collaboration to solve those problems. As initiatives germinate, we assess if they can be funded and executed effectively within Us Against Alzheimer's, or better spun off and funded and executed in a sister organization, such as our Global Alzheimer's Platform Foundation that works on clinical trials, or our Davos Alzheimer's Collaborative, which is now working globally. Throughout all of this, we are guided by the needs of people living with the disease and their caregivers. With that very much in mind, we want every company to develop a successful drug, every scientist to get the Nobel Prize, and every nation to be the fastest in enabling families to get interventions to citizens at risk for Alzheimer's. So how do we see the work ahead to get us ready to stop Alzheimer's? We strongly supported the FDA's approval of Aduhelm as a drug that is effective in lowering amyloid in the brain and proves the promise of providing a clinical benefit to patients. At the same time, we've raised strong concerns about the affordability of the drug for patients of this treatment and of the essential diagnostic tests needed to determine whether one is qualified and appropriate to get the drug. We have called for a speedy clinical trial to confirm the clinical benefit of Aduhelm. We have urged the conclusion of a much more diverse population in that confirmatory trial. And we ourselves are constructing a patient-driven study platform to assess the real-world impact of not just Aduhelm, but other drugs in the pipeline as they come through the pipeline and are available to our families. The announced price for Aduhelm of $56,000 a year, plus the cost of office visits, diagnostics, and other tests, will limit the availability of this first-in-class treatment to only the wealthiest Americans unless the company and insurers, including Medicare, work together to keep patients' out-of-pocket costs low. We're actively advocating with Medicare to cover the cost of the entire class of amyloid-targeting treatments and of the necessary diagnostics to determine whether an individual has amyloid in their brain. The controversies over the last few months have held back use of this promising treatment. Doubts have been raised about its safety and efficacy. Reviews and investigations are underway about the regulatory review. Meanwhile, patients and doctors are wondering whether they should start on a drug that may not be reimbursed by Medicare. We are confident that those reviews, that confirmatory trial, and the coverage issues will be resolved in the coming months.
As you will hear now, our fearless leader minces no words about USA2's support of the FDA's accelerated approval of the first-ever disease-modifying treatment as a seminal moment for our Alzheimer's community. But the needs of patients, inclusion, and access are always front and center.
The approval of Aduhelm, however, and the progress being made with other treatments in the pipeline have put a brighter spotlight on other critical issues that are essential in the fight against Alzheimer's. And that's where we are focused, the toughest problems. First, it is essential that access to treatments and diagnostics be available for all Americans, especially for low-income populations and for women and communities of color that have a higher prevalence of Alzheimer's. Our own work with Medicare and insurers is on that case. Second, earlier detection and diagnosis has never been more important, especially when these new treatments work best in patients with mild cognitive impairment or in the early stages of Alzheimer's, or in the future for persons with the disease, but before symptoms are evident, a period that we now know is up to 20 years. The BioHermes study at our Global Alzheimer's Platform sister organization is comparing new blood-based diagnostics and digital assessment tools in a study with the current but expensive and relatively inaccessible PET scan imaging technology to determine what of these new technologies and innovations is most appropriate for early detection. Third, with earlier detection, healthcare systems can take advantage of new evidence regarding the value of risk reduction and lifestyle interventions. Studies showing that up to 40% of dementia cases can be prevented. Our work has led to the recommendation by a federal advisory council that the national plan add a risk reduction goal, a recommendation now on the desk of Health and Human Services Secretary Javier Becerra. Fourth, our seminal work in studying what matters most to patients is getting the attention of policymakers and decision makers. The FDA looked to those patient perspectives in determining that patients were willing to undertake a degree of risk in making the choice on whether or not to try a new treatment. Finally, Us Against Alzheimer's has been warning for several years that the U.S. and global healthcare systems are not ready for an Alzheimer's treatment. Regrettably, the events of the last several months have proven that it's still the case that our healthcare systems cannot deal with brain conditions or memory loss. So we have to run to that challenge. How are we doing that? Healthcare providers must be trained, tooled, and incented to detect and diagnose Alzheimer's. So we're working with Congress, physicians, and Medicare to solve that issue. Patients must be willing to raise the question of their memory concerns and their brain health with their doctors and nurses. Working with diverse medical experts and technical experts at Amazon Web Services, we have launched our free Brain Guide platform at mybrainguide.org, mybrainguide.org, where people can take a private memory questionnaire for themselves or a loved one and obtain tailored resources and information for use in their conversations with their doctors. Government and private insurance payers have a vital role in incenting physicians to diagnose Alzheimer's and ensuring the treatments and diagnostics are affordable and accessible to everyone. Before treatments are widely available and affordable, policymakers must support families in need today. We are deeply involved in urging Congress to approve paid family and medical leave to dementia caregivers who too often must choose between their job and caring for their loved one. I will always want the pace of progress against Alzheimer's to be faster, but I've never been as optimistic about the future in the cure of this disease as I am now. But our work is far, far from being done. As a nation and as an organization, we have a lot of work to do to get the right patient, the right drug, at the right time, at the right stage of disease. So we're not ready yet as a nation or a world to stop Alzheimer's. We must get ourselves ready. We have the capacity to get ready. Now we must act to get ourselves ready. I'm very proud of this organization, built on a culture of passion, collaboration, and agile entrepreneurship. We may be smaller than others, but we punch way, way above our weight class. On behalf of my co-founders, John Dwyer and Merrill Comer, and of course, my late wife, Trish, we want to thank publicly the mighty Us Against Alzheimer's team. Let's get started together. Thanks for listening.
At the very heart of the two-day summit, people living with the disease and their caregivers, their needs and insights guide our advocacy. It's so hard to comprehend the reality of this disease because we all have stories to tell, but it's critical that we validate our lived experience in a data-driven way if we're going to be heard and inform high-level decisions about treatments, coverage, and policy. That's why 5 years ago, we launched the A-List to do just that. We gave it that name because who doesn't want to be part of a special community? Today, we have a virtual research-ready cohort of close to 10,000 people living with Alzheimer's, their care partners, as well as healthy adults interested in their own brain health. Let's hear from members of the A-List that this year is celebrating its fifth anniversary.
The A-List is valuable to research, to my research, because I believe that researching the authentic voice of the person living with dementia and the caregiver, care partner, is really powerful in understanding any burden that is experienced and understanding what the needs are and how to address issues that they may face. We cannot give best care without understanding that, especially without understanding the unique needs of a diverse population. And the A-List is doing this. This is why I will continue to partner with the A-List so the voice of my community will be heard.
I'm Jerry Taylor, and I'm living with Alzheimer's.
Hi, I'm Jim Taylor, and I'm Jerry's husband and care partner. We're not clinicians or physicians, but we believe that it's important that every voice be heard in the fight against Alzheimer's. We're particularly happy to participate in A-List surveys because the surveys deal with questions that are important and vital to us, including COVID's impact on caregiving and what are the restraints to participating in clinical trials. These are all issues that Jerry and I are very much concerned about, and we're very grateful to have A-List helping us deal with these issues.
Hello, my name is Martha Villanegro Santiago, and I'm a care provider for my mother living with Alzheimer's. Being a part of the A-List, I feel empowered knowing that my opinions are being heard by Alzheimer's researchers and policymakers. The A-List gives increased purpose and meaning to my journey.
I was a caregiver for my mother, who just passed from her battle with Alzheimer's last year in October. The A-List has contributed to a growing body of research on the lived experience and what matters most to people like me and you, people who are living with dementia and or caring for a loved one. Seeing how this research is making a difference and how my personal experience is translated into research inspired me to fund the A-List program and to further its impact. In celebration of the five-year anniversary and the work to be done in the next 5 years, please join me in supporting the Us Against Alzheimer's A-List. Thank you so much.
To learn more about your brain health, check out mybrainguide.org or the homepage at Us Against Alzheimer's. You've been listening to our special summit edition of Brainstorm. I'm Errol Comer. Thank you for joining us.
Support for Brainstorm by Us Against Alzheimer's comes from Karen and Chris Siegel, Biogen, and Esai. Subscribe to Brainstorm through your favorite podcast platform and join us for new episodes on the first and third Tuesday of every month.